They just look at a single spin and find a way of changing that spin in a way that satisfies, which is guaranteed, if you like, to give the right answer. And so all this foil here is, again, it points out the essential idea. Because we're going to choose the spins according to this exponential distribution, all the observables are just the sum of this thing theta, which is the slowly varying function as a function of the spins. If we'd done the non-important sampled method, we'd have to have this exponential in the weight function. And that would have given us a terrible variation, and this gives us a very good variation. Variance, I should say.